I think girl has to do something as well as boy.
Yes.
And I think boy can do something and girl can too. What kind of things boys can do?
We're all person, we're all people, and we have the same mind. If you work hard, you can do the same thing as boys.
These are the voices of privilege. Young girls smart and fortunate enough to get into Beijing's intensely competitive foreign languages school. If anyone is equipped to succeed in China's swiftly changing economy, it should be these girls. They are brimming with confidence. But what they don't know yet is that Chinese society is still configured to work against their ambitions. 44 years of communist rule, 44 years of heavy-handed propagandizing about the equality of the sexes, have failed to erase the Chinese preference for boys.
Well, we have a tradition here in China, you know, so, I mean, boys, we tend to like boys more. From the point of IQs and also from the point of their physical, you know, this sort of different kind of thing, I think boys have more advantage than girls.
反正是男孩吧，比女孩怎么着吧，也那什么，能闯的。
They tend to go ahead, you know, they tend to dash ahead, or to say, I mean, they tend to be braver than girls, and so they get more chances.
For thousands of years, Chinese women were second-class citizens, subject first to their fathers, then their husbands, and then their sons. When the communists took power in 1949, they began mass re-education of society to expunge what they considered old-fashioned ideas and plant new egalitarian ones. Chairman Mao pointed out that women hold up half the sky. But like many of Mao's slogans, this bid for equal treatment came and went without leaving much of a dent on society. Today, Confucian values favoring boys and men still persist. At Beijing's largest maternity hospital, Dr. Wu Chenghui says the bias against girls influences a decision she makes almost every day, whether to tell a pregnant woman the sex of her unborn child.
It depends on the sort of people. I mean, if we see a people well educated, so maybe she's just interested in knowing the sex of baby. We'll tell her. Because she doesn't really mind whether it's a baby girl, she just wants to know before the baby is born. So we tell her. If she's uneducated, no.
No, because uneducated women are far more likely to abort their babies if they find out they're carrying girls. The reason for this is straightforward. The Chinese government limits most families to only one child. Many couples want a boy to carry on the family name. In the cities and among the educated, the old preference for sons has weakened considerably. Many young parents told me they were relieved to have had girls, saying girls are more loyal, work hard, and will take better care of them, the parents, in their old age. These assumptions are revealing. In China, where both sexes are pretty much required to work outside the home, girls are expected to succeed professionally and to take care of others.
Yes, I think girls are very difficult because they're supposed to learn well. Take me, for example, I'm a student. We are supposed to learn well as we are supposed to do very good household things, and whereas men do not have this. They don't have to do that, you know. They just learn well, study well, and that's fine. They're a good student. But for us, we have to study well first, and then we have to, like, knitting or some sewing work, you know.
As China's economy moves from calcified central planning to the tumult of the free market, everyone is contending with the loss of old certainties. No longer will the state simply funnel fresh graduates into jobs for life. But for girls, finding a foothold in the new economy may be more difficult than it is for boys. More than 60% of the people being laid off from state companies now are women, and managers who suddenly have to focus on the bottom line are reluctant to hire women of childbearing age. In the countryside, where most people still work the land by hand, millions of girls never even finish elementary school. The result is that girls and women make up 70% of China's illiterate. Kang Ling, an official in the government-funded All China Women's Federation, says the problem is old-fashioned thinking.
The major reason comes from their families. They want the girls to take care of their younger brothers or to do household work. They expect the girls to stay at home to help their parents.
In Beijing, where boys and girls attend classes 6 days a week with extra lessons on Sundays, more time in the classroom is not the issue.
The girls in our school are very proud.
Jiao Shunfan is vice principal at Beijing's Foreign Languages High School.
In our school, but perhaps in China, now more girls are very, very clever. They study hard. They can get better marks.
Yet, Zhao says, year after year, she sees the phenomenon much talked about in the West. Girls outshining boys academically until their early teens, and then, as if a switch were thrown, the boys suddenly racing ahead and staying ahead after graduation.
When I was 4 years old, I think when I grow up, I will be a musician.
14-year-old Kate has no intention of slipping behind. She plans to become a business manager after she goes to Harvard University, that is.
No, I don't think so. I think I will be a manager, and I like this job.
The same goes for Marina, another 14-year-old at the foreign languages school.
The job I want to do is I want to work in a company, a business, and if I can, I want to be a business manager. I want to have my own business, doing like clothing or food or something like that, what people like.
But while all-girl classes could help millions of girls in China's countryside to flourish, that is only part of the puzzle. As Marina and Kate may soon discover, even when girls have heaps of self-confidence, their horizons start narrowing when they start turning from girls into women. For the Christian Science Monitor, I'm Megan Cox-Gurdon in Beijing.